Hello, listeners. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM. This program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomenon, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics, astrologers, and UFO researchers in the world on our program, and I guarantee it will be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. We are also the fastest-growing psychic and metaphysical radio program in the world, and we now have listeners in over 60 different countries on all the world's continents. And from here to Vancouver, to Toronto, to Montreal, to Paris, to Zurich, to Moscow, to New Delhi, India, to Sydney, Australia, to Tokyo, Japan, to Rio de Janeiro, and of course, and Africa, we welcome you all to Out of This World International. You can follow the show on Twitter at Ted Marr, OTW Radio. That's TEDMAHR, then capitals OTW Radio, and on Facebook at Out of This World Radio. Today we have a split show that I guarantee you'll find very interesting. We have, for the first hour, Phoenix Red Hawk. She's one of the best psychics in New York, and she loves to talk to animals, too. So if you have an animal question, be sure to call in later with your questions. For the second hour, we will be doing a special program on chemtrails with Elena Freeland, who is one of the world's authorities on chemtrails. That should be very, very interesting. Before we start, I'd like to thank all my listeners in the United States and abroad for sending good thoughts and prayers to Stanley Monteith, who's been ill, Candy Sanders' husband has been ill as well, as well as Susan Miller in New York. I want you all now to please spend a moment of silence to send good thoughts and prayers to Dr. Masaru Emoto. He was traveling in China. I just got a text from his assistant this morning that he's fallen ill, is in a hospital in Shanghai. So all of you around the world, please send him your good thoughts. He's a wonderful man. He's one of the world's best water scientists and spiritualists that I know of. Before we begin, I'd also like to urge all of my listeners to tune into Susan Hartman's wonderful show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. and Sarah Wiseman's wonderful show from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KKNW. I'd just like to make a couple of announcements first before we start. I'd like to thank everyone in Switzerland, Japan, the United States, and Canada who donated to the radio show last week after I was robbed of $1,500. They have found the individual who did it. I don't know whether I'll be getting the money back yet or not. That's kind of questionable. But the cost to keep the radio program on the air is anywhere between $1,200 to $1,500 or $1,600 per month. And we are supported entirely by donations. For those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on the donate button. Even a dollar will really help. I want to tell people who donate $25 or more will also get a free psychic reading. And for those who donate $10, I'll be happy to send you a wonderful spiritual prayer for protection that really works. Briefly, I also want to tell everyone about the psychic conference that I'm sponsoring from November 21st to the 23rd in Port Townsend, Washington. The conference will include all free psychic readings from some of the world's best psychics and all free workshops. For more information about the conference, please go to the program website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and click on the tab at the bottom of the page for the psychic conference. Now let's go to our wonderful guest, Phoenix Redhawk in New York. Phoenix, how are you today?
I'm fine, Ted. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Feeling much better, much better.
Good. Yeah, we spoke a little earlier, and I want to thank you for that little recipe that you gave me. The listeners that heard me last time might notice a little difference in my voice. I've come down with a case of the "you have to rest now."
Oh, no.
So I think spirit has a lot to do with that. When you are really running on overtime and you keep pushing yourself rather than allowing you to get really sick or put yourself into a precarious position, tired while driving, etc. When we listen to spirit and follow those very lovely messages about you need to slow down, you need to stay home now, you need to not get in your car, when we listen to the messages, our life becomes so much more beautiful and productive.
Absolutely, Phoenix. Well, I wanted, from a benefit of my listeners, give a little bit about it, about Phoenix Express background. She's one of the best psychics on the East Coast. She's an amazing healer and specializes in stress reduction and balancing the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual levels of one's being. She's a Reiki master teacher and a master ear calendar and is certified in hypnotherapy, reflexology, and Anna Kara, which is a midwife to those leaving the physical. She practices at the Shua Center for Natural Wellness in Riverhead, New York. And she's one of the most interesting people I know, Phoenix. I have to tell you, you're just an interesting person, lady, and I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Ted. It's really an honor for me to be back again with you. I enjoyed myself so much the first time, spoke to some wonderful people, received wonderful validations, and here I am back again.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Phoenix. Now, you've had, for the last 2 years, you've been your own producer, host of Phoenix Rising, a cable TV show. Is that right?
Yes, I have, and we have guests in common now. You've had Lee Moorhead and Catherine Mitchell.
Oh, yes.
And I've sent a few other names to you that I hope these other individuals will be on your show also. And Lee Moorhead, out in our area here in New York, had the longest running cable show in history. Lee's show is on for just shy of 30 years, Ted. She went up to Cablevision one day and said, I'd like to do a show. And the man said, okay, what kind of show? And she said, a psychic show. And there she was. And she had the longest running show. It was called Psychic Perceptions. And that's where I saw her the first time. So I know you've interviewed her, I believe, twice. And she was visiting New York a few weeks ago, and I had the honor of having her back on my show this time.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Well, I really like Lee.
Yeah, she's a darling.
Wonderful, wonderful psychic. Well, for my listeners who aren't familiar with your background, Phoenix, how did you ever get interested in this kind of work, by the way? Were you born with it, or did you?
I believe that I was born with it. I'm the youngest of three, and our mother always said that, you know, she had gifts. You know, she would tease. She always had that sight. And it went beyond the mother's side of knowing when, you know, her kids, you know, were not doing what they said they were going to do. On the medical end of it, which is a lot of my interest, you know, to have people step away from following traditional medicine blindly and realize that our bodies are these magnificent, intelligent sources, and we can heal very naturally rather than pharmaceuticals and more pharmaceuticals. And yes, when you break your arm, you do go to an orthopedist and have your arm set, but in my belief, very strongly, you also go to your shaman, you know, for the healing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, to work with these two in conjunction. But as I said, as a child, Ted, I really was not, you know, the kind of child that would go to the doctor very willingly.
Oh, sure.
So I did go into the medical field, you know, as I got older, mm-hmm. and I became a liaison between the doctor and the patient. Because many people, including myself, and I would take my mother to the doctor, when you get to the doctor, you tend to forget the questions that you want to ask. And when they give you information at times, you don't understand it. You know, they'll tell you they want to set you up for a procedure or take a certain medication or even an herb. And many people don't even ask why. They don't interview their doctors. And I'm a tremendous advocate of interviewing anyone that is involved in your health care, in your life at all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one of the most amazing trips I ever took was a long trip to Egypt about 14 years ago, Phoenix. And on that trip, I'll never forget the time I took a boat from Cairo south to Luxor. And we got off at Luxor and went off to see the temples there. And one of the most amazing things were all these medical diagrams, which were about 5,000 years old, or maybe 5,000 or 6,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the most amazing thing that the Egyptian doctors back then had written on these stone tablets was that every disease has a spiritual cause. And what they would do, they would take the word disease and split it into two infinitives, dis-ease.
Yes.
And I think that's, unfortunately, one thing that a lot of Western medicine has missed is that, sure, people get sick, they go to a medical doctor, they ask for the help, which is a good thing to do. But then sometimes the medical doctors who aren't trained in spirituality and aren't attuned to other causes of illnesses look purely at the third dimensional side of what's caused an illness rather than looking at the spiritual causes of what's happened to someone.
I agree 100%. They really overlook the mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. When I was on the show with you last time, I don't know if I spoke about it. I had an injury to my left leg in January. And for me, it made a lot of sense. There were a lot of things changing. Excuse my voice. I'm sorry. There were a lot of things changing in my life. And obviously, I had some fear and trepidation about going forward into doing new, different, and really wonderful things. So coming up a circular staircase, my left knee snapped, and I couldn't walk, Ted. People had to take me to the hospital, and I was in a leg immobilizer and on crutches. But and they asked me, the doctor said to me, about surgery. I said, oh, no. We'll do Reiki. I'll go to physical therapy, and I'll work with an osteopath. And doing those things, I do not use crutches anymore. I haven't been in an immobilizer since 1 week after the accident. And for me, yes, obviously my knee was challenged to get that slight fracture. But it was also the metaphysical part that I was not trusting fully in my journey of moving forward. So I said, okay, you know, you don't trust. We're not going to really do tremendous damage. We'll slow you down a little bit, give you some time at home to ponder over the new doors opening in your life, and you're going to be fine. And, Ted, without surgery, without anything invasive or causing more trauma to the body, I am doing fantastically.
Oh, fantastic. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So I think we all need to, you know, yes, you know, there are times that you need to do things in traditional medicine, but also pay attention. I'm teaching a workshop now at one of our local libraries called the Natural Healing Rhythms of Life. And when we all sit down and think about it, our life really is a rhythm. Everything in life is energy, and everything is a rhythm down to the tiniest atom, you know, up to the greatest sun. So all of these rhythms, and when we are not in balance with them, that's when things go awry, when we don't pay attention. And our body is like a universe. Mm-hmm. You know, I when I do visualizations, to me it's spirit talking through me because I don't believe I'm quite that clever. And the other night at a Reiki circle, the visualization that came through was we are very much our own universe. Our hair is the branches and the leaves and the wind. You know, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, you know, the openings to the rivers. And it was just viewing our bodies as this magnificent universe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when we do that, I believe that we all can tune in to the gifts of communication, which you have, and I've also been blessed with. I think that we're all capable of it, but we get in our own way because it's society, you know, the greater percentage of society, you know, doesn't understand it or is frightened of things they don't understand.
Oh, absolutely. Perhaps I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but in the next hour, we'll be talking about chemtrails with Elena Freeland, one of the world's authorities on chemtrails. And for those who've been doused by chemtrails and have these weird colds that don't go away and coughs that don't go away and flus that don't go away, do you have any spiritual protections for people out there who maybe like to cleanse their body from a...
Definitely, I definitely do. When I studied with the Four Wind Society, which is Alberto Villaldo, an amazing man, and people could look that up online. It's the Four Wind Society, and they have courses all over the world. Just quite amazing. Our skin picks up debris, and so do our chakras, the energy centers of our life. Mm-hmm. And from the base chakra, down by the pubic area, up to the crown chakra at the top of your head, picks up debris as you go through the day. You know, somebody is yelling, somebody does this. There's all different types of debris, just as your skin could pick up different types of debris. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion to people is, if you don't shower in the morning, you could do this standing outside, if at all possible, bare feet on the ground, mm-hmm. and spread your arms out. Feel the connection to the Earth Mother. And feel the connection all around you of the four directions. And feel the crown of your head reaching up and blossoming up in the universe. Stay there for a few moments, taking some nice deep breaths in through your nose, holding them a moment, and exhale from your mouth. And then to complete this, you don't even have to touch your physical body, beginning right above the pubic bone, going counterclockwise, mm-hmm. opening up that chakra. If you're in the shower and you do this, open the chakra and run your hand under the water. Then you go to the second chakra, open it, and make a pulling motion as if you're pulling debris out. You might get a sensation of something very feathery, if there is debris in there that's of a heavier nature. Sometimes it can almost feel like glue or tar, Ted. Mm-hmm. And going all the way up to the crown, mm-hmm. and just let this run out in the shower or outside.
Mm. Wonderful.
Take a few more breaths, and when you're ready, taking your left hand and visualize a beautiful golden light of healing energy over the crown of your head, mm-hmm. place it in, and then close it going clockwise by the third eye again, mm-hmm. and go clockwise all the way back down to the root chakra. And then you say, you call in your gods, your goddesses, your spirit guides, animal, power animals, and say, please be here and with me now, guide and protect me for my days.
Oh,
or whatever words, you know, resonate for each individual.
That's such a beautiful gift. I have a similar spiritual prayer as well that my foster mother, who was a master psychic, taught me many years ago. And it's very similar to that. You cover yourself in a golden white light of protection, and then you ask mm-hmm. for help from whatever, you know, higher angelic authorities you believe in, whether God, Jesus, or members of your Angelica family, perhaps Archangel Michael.
Right.
And then you're very grateful for that. You say you're very grateful for that, and then you put a specified time for how long you want this protection in place. And I've been told by my friends in the spirit world that somehow a shorter is better, like a day or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say you're very grateful, and then you go out about your daily business, and it really does work. The only thing that my foster mother used to warn me about is that if you do cover yourself in lots of white light for the day in an activity, that you don't try to control your emotions. If somebody, for example, yells at you or whatever, don't get mad at them, or try not to, because if you have negative emotions, that'll bounce inside of this white cone.
You know,
but you have to try to keep it, and just try to remember that once you do put those protections in place, no matter what is directed at you, it bounces back to the person who's sending it to you, which is, you know, only right. I mean, if they, you reap what you sow, right?
That's right. I'm not very familiar with feng shui. Everyone
uh-huh.
pronounces it feng shui and feng shui.
Uh-huh.
That to have a mirror facing your front door, that the people coming to your door, whatever their intention is mirrored right back to them. So if someone comes to your door with love in their heart and they can't wait to see you and it's a wonderful friendship, that's exactly what will be mirrored back to them. If someone is coming to your door with other intentions, those intentions will be mirrored directly right back to them.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. From my studies in India, where I was a Fulbright scholar in India several times for about 2.5 years, I studied some religions there. And during my studies of different religions, I learned that there were teachings that Jesus had made while he was on the planet here about karma and reincarnation, but they were taken out at the Council of Nicaea by the Emperor Constantine in 325 AD.
Ah.
And those teachings about karma and reincarnation are nearly identical to the Bhagavad Gita, which is the Hindu Bible in India. And I did a comparative study many years ago of the phrases, and they match up, almost identical. The crime rate in India actually is a lot less than it is here in the United States, in the Western world, because people, if they commit a crime, like the guy who robbed me last week of $1,500, he'd realize that irregardless of whether the state catches him or not, he has to answer to God for his actions.
Yes.
And higher spiritual authorities. And if more people realized this here in the West, I think we'd have a lot less crime.
I believe so. I definitely believe so. Some people go through their day and their life very sadly, you know, for those of us that come into contact with them, but even more so for themselves, not taking responsibility for the things you say and the things you do, whether they be good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. We're all responsible, especially when we get to an age where to make our own decisions. You know, I'm not going to come down on, like, my grandson who's 2 years old. You know, he's going to learn his lessons also. You know, what he can do and what he can't do. His parents will be very good at that. Mm-hmm. And we have to do that with all our children and with ourselves, too. It's what am I responsible for? I'm responsible for everything I say and do.
Right, exactly. And my foster mother taught me some very important lessons when she was alive, and even now in the spirit world, she continues to be a wonderful teacher. And one of the things she would do a life review every day with me, sometimes multiple times during the day, where my thoughts and what I said or didn't say and my feelings and actions, even your thoughts, you have to think about this now.
Yes.
How that would affect everyone else around you, not only from your perspective, but more importantly from everybody else's perspective. And because of that, I've been able to advance approximately 16 spiritual lifetimes or approximately 1,500 years during the last 20 years. And for that education and advancement, that's very, I'm extremely, not only extremely grateful, but also been able to do this show as well.
Right. You are so blessed to have had her come into your life, and not just this lifetime. I'm sure she was with you other lifetimes, wasn't she, Ted?
Most definitely. But for all of my listener friends out there, if you are interested in getting in touch with your spirit guides, please contact me or Phoenix. If you have health problems, be sure to contact Phoenix. How do people get a hold of you, Phoenix? I know that...
So many ways, Ted.
All right.
I am on Facebook under Sacred Feather Healing Arts.
Okay.
And that's Sacred Feather Healing Arts. My email is sacredfeatherhealingarts@yahoo.com. And my office number is area code 631-591-2056. And that is in New York. The message, if I am with patients or out, is half in English and half in French.
All right, though, that's fine.
But don't get too excited to call me and just speak to me in French, because I will be lost.
Okay.
You'd have to speak very, very slowly.
All right, that's fine, Phoenix. And for those out there who'd like to get in touch with their spiritual guides, feel free to email me or call me anytime. You can go to my program website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Or call me at toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 or email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. One thing I wanted to ask you, too, is you communicate with animals, don't you, Phoenix?
I do. And did I have Oliver when we spoke last?
Yes. Ted? Yes, you did.
Well, he is coming along so well. I will briefly fill the listeners in. I did have just two cats at this time. Mm-hmm. I had Bella and Lolita, mm-hmm. and they verbalized with me, but I guess I take it for granted, the conversations that go on.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my communications with animals is with other people's animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I was meeting a friend for dinner that I hadn't seen in a long time, and for whatever reason, we made to meet up at this Petco store. And I've been in there many times. I will do Reiki on the animals, and I've never had this urge to take them home. And this one day, late in March, this cat said, "I have to go home with you. I am very frightened." And that was Oliver.
Hmm.
It turned out he had some very major medical problems. He has something called acute pododermatitis.
Oh.
And mm-hmm. that is when the immune system fights itself and his pads on all 4 feet look like they explode and they bleed, and it's really quite terrible. So
bad.
He knew, he's much smarter than I am, that he had to come home with me because I had the connections with holistic veterinarians and do the healing work myself. And I am so happy to say that Oliver now only has to see the doctor once a month.
Mm-hmm.
He's only on herbs once a day,
mm-hmm.
and his feet have not bled since May.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
It's
sweet
wonderful,
story.
And he is so happy and so grateful. I believe people should really, really listen to their animals. Ted, when I was on last time, I spoke about this little dog, Windy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I had no plans to speak of Windy. I wanted to share with the readers about this other magnificent dog, Alto, who was a pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, Windy came in, and I didn't know her human parents listening.
Oh.
I had absolutely no idea because the woman lives upstate and is sometimes in the area, mostly not, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having an argument.
Mm.
And Windy, her little chihuahua that had passed over last year, came through while you were talking to me on the show
mm-hmm.
and told me to say, and I said it as nicely as I could, that the woman, who is a very nice lady, was being very mean to her ex-husband
mm-hmm.
and went on to say things that she was saying to him. Well, Ted, the man walked into the room where the computer was on and heard the messages from Windy, and he started crying.
Oh, you're
and
kidding.
Called his ex-wife in, and she listened to it, and they called, and they said, thank you, Windy.
Oh, isn't that nice?
It was wonderful. As I said before, I believe we all have these gifts if we listen to them, you know, maybe on different levels, but we all have intuition. We're all born beautiful, gifted individuals. And sadly, our parents, our teachers don't always promote that, encourage it.
Oh, you get,
if it's something different, they do their best to shut it down.
I think the atmosphere is better now than it used to be maybe 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, definitely.
Where people used to get ridiculed. I know my foster mother, she used to do work for a local police department out here near Seattle years ago, and she would help find missing and lost children. And the detectives, she said, were really funny in that, we love your work, but can you keep this quiet? Don't tell anybody, because that we could lose our jobs or get ridiculed from the public if they find out we've hired a psychic to help solve these cases.
Mm-hmm.
And they solved lots of cases with her help, but they could never pinpoint it at that time. Now, perhaps, maybe, I hope people would be more open. And by the way, before I forget, for those just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio International with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, a suburb of Seattle in the USA. And Phoenix, would you like to take some calls from listeners?
I would love to take some calls, Ted.
All right, my friends. Well, for those calling, the phone number here in the studio is area code 425-373-5527 or toll-free within Western Washington at 1-888-298-5569. Again, that's 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. We do. It looks like we have a caller coming on. We'll wait till they till we can get them on the line.
Okay. Just to interject, at our last show, friends of mine from France were listening, and they love your show. They have become regular listeners.
Oh, merci beaucoup. Thank you so much for listening.
Don't be on.
No, I love France. It's a beautiful country, and I've been there several times, and I'm so glad that they like the show. One day, I hope to get when we get more funds in, I'd like in syndicated. I'd love to get French and German and Spanish versions of the show in other languages.
I know a number of people that are multilingual, so we'll definitely talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Wonderful.
That would be really wonderful.
Wonderful.
And,
wonderful.
If that caller hasn't set up yet, would you talk a little bit about the psychic convention going on in November?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Let me, We have a psychic convention coming, a conference here happening from November 21st through the 23rd. It's at Fort Worden State Park. It's in Port Townsend, Washington, about an hour and a half from Seattle. And it'll include some of the best psychics, UFO researchers, and astrologists in the world coming to the show, coming to the program. It'll include Susan Shumsky and Lois Berman from Boston coming, as well as Scott Lemriel coming from Hollywood. The cost of the show will include all free psychic readings, as well as all free workshops. For those flying into Seattle for the conference, please let me know, and I will be very happy to either pick you up personally or arrange transportation for you from the Seattle airport to Port Townsend. It's a beautiful, very beautiful resort area. The facilities themselves date from the turn of the last century, I believe, World War I, around that area. And the cost is only $299, which includes two nights accommodations, three meals for all 3 days, all free readings, psychic readings you want, plus all the workshops as well. For more information, you can go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And if you scroll down toward the bottom of the page, you'll see the psychic conference. It doesn't have a list of guests yet, but we should have it up by next week.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good, good. And you're coming.
I am coming. You invited me, and I can't wait.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. You know, to do it over the phone is wonderful and exciting, but to be with people in person and to get to physically experience their energy field works. It's so magnified for me at that point.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks, Phoenix. Well, we do have a caller on the line, Susan from Redmond calling. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for calling in to Out of This World Radio.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure, sure. We have Phoenix Redhawk on the line. She's one of the best psychics on the East Coast. Phoenix, please meet Susan.
Hi, Susan. A pleasure to hear you. What could I do for you today?
I was in a long-term relationship with this fellow for about 12 years, and it recently broke up, and I just wanted to see if you saw anything in my future and what you saw.
Okay, give me a moment. Would you give me the numbers of your birth date?
Of my birth date?
Yes.
4/19/1946. April 19th, 1946.
Okay. All right. I see something happening for you. November, I'm seeing all the ones. So it could be November or January.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing two sets of ones. One is a double and one is a single. So it could be January 11. It could be 11/11. A month with a lot of ones in it. So to me, that is November or January. This is going to be something with networking. Do you belong to any networking groups right now?
Pardon?
Do you belong to or are you involved in any networking groups right now?
Not really, no.
Okay. So my suggestion is reach out to local networking groups for what your business is, what your interests are.
Okay.
This person is going to be introduced to you. What I'm seeing is through networking. It looks like, to me, it looks like a billboard on Times Square, and it says networking, networking, with all the ones around it.
Okay.
So he's going to be quite a bit taller than you, too, Susan.
Okay.
Well, I mean, quite a bit. I don't know how tall you are, but this gentleman is going to be quite a bit taller than you.
Okay, okay.
All right, so enjoy and call Ted or I and let us know how it goes.
Okay, will do. Well, thank you.
He's
going to
be very comfortable. Just to let you know, you're not going to faint when you meet him and say, oh, my God, this is it. It's going to be very comfortable for you. It's going to be like home-style cooking.
Perfect. I love it.
Okay.
All right,
thank you so much. Bless you. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Have a wonderful life.
And you too.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes,
thanks
you
for
will.
Calling
you
in,
are.
Susan. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. I wanted to give our number again. We have time for some more calls if people would like to call in. The phone number here in the studio is 425-373-5527 or toll free at 1-888-298-5569. There's one thing I always like to ask my psychic friends, Phoenix, is, and that's that what they see for the rest of the year and into the future for the United States. Have you done some meditation on that, or is that not a fair question to ask?
Oh, you're always fair, Ted. What I've been getting, and for me it's a little bit different because I deal mostly with animals first and people second, you know, in my private life and in my business, and they kind of overlap. I'm getting a lot of information, and you're much more learned in this than I am, of beings from other universes, other solar systems, letting us know that they're here to help us. Because we are truly so primitive with this anger and this hatred of anyone that is different that they're not going to wipe us out like so many of the old TV shows show. They are taking pity on us because of this ignorance that permeates this planet. I mean, to the point where people are destroying the atmosphere, they're destroying the trees, the forests, the waterways, etc., and the skies, which all interact. It is the mind-body connection of Mother Earth, Father Sky also. So there's going to be more interaction, and I don't mean like from years ago with Roswell, Arizona. They're not going to be crashing here. They're going to be guiding us. What I'm getting is through almost like a mental telepathy, people are going to start to feel more of their conscience and say, oh, wow, do I really want to do that? Or I just did that, and I need to make amends. So I believe that these other beautiful beings are going to be assisting us and educating us.
I couldn't agree with you more. And actually, we have a guest on the line coming on for a few minutes at the end of the next hour, Scott Lemriel from Los Angeles, who will be talking about exactly that. So
wonderful.
Yeah, he'll be talking. That's the end of the next hour, my dear friends. We do have a caller named Linda on the line from Seattle. Linda, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Out of This World. Feel free to ask Phoenix any question you like.
Okay.
Hi, Linda. How are you today?
Hi, Phoenix. Thank you for talking to me. My question would be more around just sort of a stuckness I feel right now. And if there's anything that you get as far as, you know, a next step that could move me forward or get some movement.
Okay, definitely. It's interesting because I get this more when I deal with animals, but for whatever reason, Oliver, my little guy, is sitting here next to me and telling me that you're cat-like. But what I see in you, around you, energy-wise, is like almost as if it's hard for you to put one foot in front of the other. Say from the belly button, from the solar plexus down, you feel as if there is this huge weight on you, as if you have concrete blocks hanging from a belt around your waist. There's a sluggishness. There is like an underlying sadness somewhere going on here. My suggestion to you is, did you get to hear the visualization that we talked about earlier?
Mm-hmm, I did.
All right, to do that, and what you can do also is work on your, definitely do the chakra clearing that I described. Please do it for yourself twice a day, in the morning when you get up and at night. And when you're standing on the earth, see this heaviness pouring out, pouring down your legs, pouring out the soles of your feet, and allow Mother Earth to transform that into a healing energy. But you could give it all to Mother Earth, and she's going to take it from you. And when all of that denseness, that heaviness is released into Mother Earth, you're going to notice a lightness in your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul. Also, I'd like you to practice a breathing. It's a rhythmic breathing. And the breathing that I teach is in through the nose and out through the mouth. So if you want to write this down, it would be you inhale. The first set is 3, 3, and 3. Inhale to the count of 3. Hold it for the count of 3. Exhale from your mouth to the count of 3. Do that 3 times, then rest. The second one and the middle one is inhale to the count of 6. Hold that deeply in your lungs for the count of 6 and release long and slow to the count of 6 from your mouth. And again, relax once more. Inhale to the count of 6. Hold for 6, and this time exhale for 10. And when you're doing that, I'd like you to breathe in love, light, joy, and movement, and exhale negativity, heaviness, and any concerns of anything specific that is weighing you down. You could even picture those concrete blocks that I see on you, and you could see them getting lighter and lighter, kind of melting like old-fashioned sugar cubes.
Oh, isn't that wonderful advice?
Thank you.
Linda, I don't mean to cut you short there, Linda, my friend, but we've got time for one more caller, and then we're having a special program on chemtrails today. But thank you so much for calling. And Barbara, are you there on the line?
I am here.
Okay, wonderful. Feel free to ask Phoenix any question you like.
Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
I'm having an excellent day. I'm full of energy today, and I'm feeling real good, which is not the norm, but I'm doing well. Anyway, I'm here. I'm actually visiting from Pennsylvania. When I go back at the end of the month, I plan to run. I called an old friend of 40 years ago, so we plan to see each other when I get home, and that's kind of weighing on me, and Some little chaos around the house is weighing on me. I just want to know where I'm going, what's going on.
Well, honey, you're your own worst enemy. And you doubt yourself. It sounds like and it feels like you're limiting yourself. Is there a reason, a specific reason other than distance, that you haven't seen this person in so many years?
No, I lived there. We were probably within 10 miles apart all these years, but we both married different people, had our lives, had our children, and this was my neighbor growing up. And but there was always something there, but 9 years of difference between us. Our mothers wouldn't even almost let us hang out in the same backyard, you know? So, but now age doesn't matter. We're both done working, you know? It's time.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that came in those 40 years.
Wow. Barbara.
My suggestion to you is have more adventure in your life right now. I teach a program called Dancing in the Light of the Moon. And when we begin to feel stuck, we notice that we have not acknowledged the rhythms of our body. So what I'd like you to do, and I believe very strongly that it's going to help you, is even when you're just sitting or lying down in bed, take note of the rhythms of your breath. Take note of the rhythms of your heartbeat and honor them and thank them. Take note of the rhythm of how you walk, of how you speak. Begin to see yourself in a really different light. See yourself, as they say, dancing in the light of the moon. And let the light of the moon and let the light of the sun start shining on you so you can really see who you are. What I see that you need to bring into your life more is more mind-body connection and how that rhythm of your mind and body work together. So you can dance at home. You could dance outside. I see very strongly that you need to step outside your comfort zone. It's if you're sitting in a box, you need to try something different.
Phoenix, I hate to interrupt, my friend, but I'm starting the next hour a little early today because I have lots of guests next door. But Barbara, if you have more questions, please contact my friend Phoenix. I'm sure she'd be able to love to talk to you some more after the show.
I thank you so very much. I will dance everywhere.
All right, honey. Well, Phoenix,
bye.
Phoenix, bye-bye. Take care, Barbara. I want to just apologize to you. We have to end a little early now just because I have 4 or 5 different people coming on for the next hour.
I understand totally. We spoke about that. Have a beautiful, blessed show. Thank you so much for having me again, Ted, and I'll talk to you very soon.
All right, Phoenix, you take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, everyone,
so much
for listening and calling.
All righty.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, friends. Elena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, what a good connection. It sounds like you're almost next door.
Oh, great.
great. My friends, normally we start at the top of the hour for my next guest, but we have so much material to cover, and I'm bringing in some people toward the end of the hour, at the next hour, to talk about chemtrails as well. I just wanted to introduce Elena Freeland. She's the author of Chemtrails, HARP, and Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. It was released about 6 months ago. It's an absolutely incredible book. I've read it, reread it, and there's just so much information in this book. I urge everyone to read it. It's available from Farrell House in Port Townsend or at your local bookstore on Amazon. According to her publisher, her book sifts through the confusion surrounding chemtrails versus contrails and how extreme weather is being geoengineered to enrich certain people in the United States and intimidate nations. She over the years, she's been a Waldorf School pioneer, storyteller, lecturer, and writer. She has written for alternative publications all her adult life, her dedication being to give non-mainstream issues a voice. For the last two decades, she's ghostwritten several books on diverse topics and edited the stories of survivors of MKUltra and ritual abuse. She's the author of her own Sub Rosa America series, a fictional history of the United States since JFK's assassination. In 1996, she was awarded a Master of Arts in Great Books from St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico, including honors for her thesis in historiography. She intends to write a second volume on geoengineering HARP phenomenon, addressing how CARP chemtrails and smart grid technology relate to neuroscience and remote mind control. Elena, hi, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you on today. I know you've got a busy schedule and you're doing a book tour after today. Where will you be going on your tour and how could people reach you?
Well, I'll be landing in Albuquerque on September 8th, this coming Monday. And then I'll be giving a talk in Taos on September 10th mm-hmm. and in Santa Fe on September 12th. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be on a radio show I don't know if you know them, Camp Lovewave, Barry and Taryn Lovewave mm-hmm. in Santa Fe. I've been on their show several times. I used to live in Santa Fe, actually, Ted.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
I know a lot of people there. And then I fly to San Francisco, and I head for Mount Shasta, where, as everyone knows, they're having a terrible drought in California and forest fires. So from there, I then go to Ashland, Oregon, and then to Bend, Oregon, and then homeward bound by September 27, which is the Global Chemtrails March worldwide happening.
Oh, interesting.
As far as reaching me, I think the best way would be I don't quite know how to do that. I will be traveling with a cell phone, and the people in all these towns, there are people that I could direct people to if they're listening in those areas, and you'll have to show me how to do that.
Oh, well, I tell you what, if you don't mind, what I could say is simply if people need to reach Elena for any reason, if it's all right, Elena, they can just simply direct their emails to me, and I'd be happy to forward on to you when I can catch up with you when you get back, or you know, perhaps on the road if it's convenient.
Well, and that would be great. And the other way I just thought of is the book itself has its own Facebook page, and that is there are two sites. There's one that says book : and then the name of the book, Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. On that site, you can see all the different places that I'll be and when. Mm-hmm. And then there's another Facebook page called Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. And that one is where I put up new articles almost every day about the issue. And many people are talking to each other on that site.
Hmm. Well, I have to tell you that I have a house over in Moses Lake, Washington. And for the past 3 or 4 years, I've had a chemical cough. And I say it's a chemical cough because I see the jets flying over, the airplanes flying over here. They're Air Force planes, actually. It's a P-130 Orion aircraft. They have four propellers, but there's seven different chemtrails that spew stuff out of the wings and after the very back end of the aircraft.
Right.
I've been pretty tired of it coming over, because what happens is that within 2 or 3 days after each spray, the local emergency room of the local hospital over there in Grant County fills up with people having all kinds of respiratory problems, including pneumonia, bronchitis, you name it. They all can't breathe. And the doctors, unfortunately, I don't think they're really aware. Perhaps they're aware of what's going on, but they don't know really what to do other than just give them the standard therapy. So what I did last month is that I took some high-speed 800 ASA film on an old Nikon camera with a long-range telephonic lens, and I photographed the nozzles of this black crap coming out of these Air Force planes. And they will be coming back here soon. Once I get them, I will be posting them on my website.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to have one.
Okay, I'd love to send them to you. I also had a reputable, well-qualified laboratory in the Midwest do water samples of the lake water itself in Moses Lake. And are you ready for what they found? Very interesting.
Yes, you sent it to me. Yes, I want to hear.
Right, right. They found the sodium level, the sulfur level in the lake itself is 5,100 milligrams per liter. Now, to give you an idea of what that means in terms of the U.S. EPA standards, which I think are already too high, they say for drinking water, you can't legally have more than 250 milligrams per liter of sulfur in any kind of drinking water in the United States. But this water itself in the lake is over 20 times the toxicity. That's not to mention the aluminum, barium, and strontium. And the aluminum, barium, and strontium range between 80 to 90, somewhere in that area, milligrams per liter. That stuff does not occur naturally, and it's directly related to chemtrails. I called a scientist named Teresa Danae, I believe her name is, out of Pennsylvania yesterday. And I asked her about the health effects from these chemicals, and I'm sure you could add a lot to this. But she said that the sulfur in particular ends up in warming up the atmosphere. And what's interesting is that for six weeks, from early July through the middle of August, we had temperatures ranging from 100, 105, 110, 115, all the way up to almost 120 nearly every single day in eastern Washington. And guess what? During that time, thousands of acres caught on fire due to forest fires on the east side of the Cascades. Hundreds of people lost their homes. There were lots of damage. And even now, I think there's even a fire at Monumental Dam in eastern Washington. And yet all the while, our Air Force continues to dump all this sulfur, and I've got the photographic and the water samples to prove it. And there seems to be a disconnect between the two. There was actually a story in the newspaper from the Tri-Cities, the Columbia Herald, yesterday, and they talked about they had a reporter there had written about all the hot days they had in August. Now it was one of the hottest months in record, but they don't connect the dots between the two. The one of the things that's a scientist I spoke to in Pennsylvania, I tried to get her on the show today, but she was busy, but she's promised to come on next month. We'll have another chemtrail program next month, and I hope you can participate. She said that the health effects of these chemtrails are multiple. One of the worst things it does is that it causes malnutrition in people. And I asked her, well, how does that do that? And she said, when the government is dumping all these chemicals raining upon you from the air, that stuff goes in your air and food supplies, and you internally ingest it. And the problem is that your body thinks it's a vitamin or mineral, and it replaces those harmful chemicals with the good things that you should be getting from your food. So in effect, over time, you slowly become malnourished. And what's interesting, I saw a health practitioner about 6 months ago, and he said I was severely malnourished. And I asked him, how could that be? I eat a good diet. He said, I don't know why, but you need to take all these supplemental vitamins. So I've been doing that. I've been feeling a lot better. The other health effect that the scientist told me was that it causes sleep deprivation. It somehow interferes with your sleep at night. And I know you probably have a lot to say, but I wanted to share that with you.
Well, that's That's tremendous information, and I am very interested in that. Needless to say, let me just comment on a couple of things. Mm-hmm. First of all, that type of heat, and I was over in eastern Washington this summer. My daughter lives over there. I stopped there, and then I went on to Idaho to see Clifford Carnicom, the independent scientist that I've known for several years. And Chapter 8 is dedicated to his work on Morgellons, what is commonly known as Morgellons, but now he has renamed because he has isolated the DNA and discovered that it is actually a what he's calling a cross-domain bacteria. I experienced the heat in eastern Washington. I've experienced the heat here in western Washington. Mm-hmm. And many people comment on the fact that this is not an ordinary heat, and it isn't an ordinary heat. It's very what's disturbing about the heavy metals that we're breathing, beyond what you're saying, and I do have more to say on that, is that these are high conductors, and that's one reason the military-industrial complex is using them in chemtrails. They want conductors because communications is a very big agenda of what's going on in the skies over our heads. Mm. And we have inhaled, ingested, and drunk these heavy metals in our food, water, and air. And they, being conductors, it's as though we're experiencing a heat from the inside of our body as well, because what the heat that's coming toward us now that everyone blames global warming for, yes, there is a global warming,
Elena,
but
Elena,
it is not.
I don't mean to be impolite, my friend. We're running at the end of the hour. We just need to go to a quick commercial break for traffic and weather, and then we'll have you on in about 5 minutes or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Please hold on, my friend.